We do have somebody who is really good and really knows his stuff, Julio Ojeda Zapata, the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Hey, Julio, how are you?
Hey, Yasmin, nice to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you're the guy that gets, as your job, you get all the gadgets. Now, do the gadgets just show, do they get sent to you at work? Do they get sent to your home? How does it work?
Kind of depends on whether I'm writing for the Pioneer Press or possibly for another publication or for a book I'm writing or whatever. It's like, it kind of varies. But the usual drill is they're sent to me on loan, and I play with them for a while and then send them back.
Right, and you've written a number of books. You have a blog. You read your column on a regular basis. But you basically get all the latest, hottest, coolest gadgets and write about them, review them. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about some categories. Let's talk e-readers, because I think a lot of people, if they haven't gotten one already, they're thinking about it. What should people know, and what advice do you have on e-readers? Because I know that there's kind of like, you know, the very basics, bare bones models, and then there are ones that are almost similar to kind of a little mini iPad kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it falls into two categories. The kind that has the sort of the black and white-ish screen. And these are very inexpensive, and they're very easy to read in bright sunlight. And then there's the tablet kind of a device, such as an iPad or a Nook HD or a Kindle Fire. And these are not really e-readers. They're, you know, they're full-fledged tablets, and they'll run you a little more money. So, You have to sort of know whether the person you're giving this to is primarily just going to read books, or whether that person also wants to do email and surf the web, maybe watch a video.
Let's say you got somebody who really is just going to use an e-reader for books. You know, maybe an occasional magazine, newspaper. What do you think is the best out there for the money?
Well, I really like the Kindle line quite a lot for just, you know, just basic e-readers, and you can get a bare bones one for $69 now, which is really amazing. Or you can bump up to what's called a Paperwhite. The Paperwhite, it gets that name because it's a little more like a printed page. It's a little more white compared to sort of grayish for some of the cheaper ones. It looks more like a printed page, and it's illuminated. You can turn on a light if you're reading in the dark on a train or in the bedroom or whatever, and that's really nice. And Barnes & Noble also has a Nook model that's illuminated like that. Both of those are pretty good. I think the Kindle one, the illumination is a little more even, not as splotchy. So that's a very good way to go. If you go to the Mall of America, the various Nook models are available on display at the Barnes & Noble store there. I was there just a couple of days ago. So you can get your hands on them and play with them. And then the Kindles, you can see them at the Best Buy store at the Mall of America. And then if you want to go iPad, obviously there's an Apple store as well.
And you mentioned the screen, though, because actually that's something that's significant. I have the very first generation iPad, which I like and I use a lot for work. In sunlight, though, if you're in the car and I'm trying to write something, it's almost impossible to see the screen. Some of these gadgets out there have figured a way around that.
Yeah, well, you're kind of in a jam because if you buy a basic e-reader, it's good for reading, but you can't really do much on it in terms of productivity.
Right.
And you're right that the iPad is a little tricky to use in bright sunlight. I'm hopeful that the technology will get to the point where you'll have something that is actually usable for productivity and is also usable in bright sunlight. Right now, the technology isn't quite there.
Okay. So for your money, you like the Kindle. You feel the display kind of beats out the Nook at this low level. Let me ask you, in terms of like the overall kind of gadgets that are out there, I know that you really like the iPad Mini. Is that something, when you talk to people, I mean, do you feel that that's a big enough size to actually read a book on?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm working my way through a couple of novels on the Mini, and it's great. And the size of the device is not really an issue, because if you fire up the Kindle app, for instance, you can adjust the size of the text quite easily.
Okay.
The resolution of the iPad Mini isn't as good as the resolution on the regular iPad, but if you adjust the text, you know, accordingly when you're reading in the Kindle app or the iBooks app or whatever, you can't really tell. It looks fantastic.
Well, I know, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I talked to you over at TV, you said that you thought the Apple iPad Mini was, if you had to go through all of the different things, that was kind of your number one in terms of what appealed to the most.
The Mini, the technology is slightly inferior to that of the regular iPad, but it's by far the best compromise because it's a lot cheaper than a regular iPad.
How much do they run, the iPad Minis?
About $129, if memory serves.
Wow.
So they're a little more expensive than Kindle Fire HD or one of the Google tablets. But, see, it's all about the apps. The apps are the most important thing. You have to ask yourself, which device has the best apps? If you buy an Android tablet, you're kind of stuck because there aren't very many apps that work really well on tablets. Mostly smartphone apps that don't work really well on a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you buy an iPad, mini or regular iPad, there are so many gorgeous apps that are designed specifically to be used on a tablet screen. And I tell people if you can spend the extra money for an Apple tablet, which runs a little more than the others, you should do it because it's not really about the hardware. It's about the apps. That's the most important thing. And Apple tablets definitely have the best apps.
All right. And you think the Mini is just hands down just a great product. And the size is awesome.
Yes, because of the price, it's less than a regular iPad and because of the portability. Once I got my hands on a Mini, I didn't want to use a regular iPad anymore because the Mini is so easy. Yesterday I went out and I had my Lands End coat on, which has a big pocket on the side, and I just tucked my Mini in there and just went, and I didn't have to, like, take my backpack, you know, with the big iPad in it. I can just tuck my Mini in the pocket and go, and I just love that.
All right. Want to ask you, when we had you on TV, the one product that we got the most email about was the laptop computer that had it actually looked like a tablet, but it had a keyboard that folded onto the back. I'm not describing it very well, but tell us about that product because I must have gotten 10 emails within minutes of you being on about that particular product.
So that's the Lenovo Yoga, and it's a computer that looks like a regular laptop, but then you could fold the keyboard all the way back, I mean literally all the way back, and turn it into a tablet, or you can stand it up on your kitchen counter and it sort of becomes like a video stand, or you can flip the keyboard completely around so that the keyboard is facing downward on your lap and the screen is kind of in your face. There are all kinds of different positions. I'm also not describing it very well. But the flexibility of that laptop is so incredible for all kinds of different uses. Like, I like to sit on the couch with the thing on my lap and the touch screen right in my face.
Okay, and what is the name of that product again?
It's the maker's Lenovo.
Lenovo. Okay.
And it's the Yoga. It's called the Yoga. And it's one of many Windows 8 computers, laptops that are coming out. They all have touch screens. And they all have these different designs, for different kinds of uses. So if you go to the Microsoft store at the Mall of America, there's quite a good selection of touchscreen computers. Almost all the new Windows computers, desktop and laptop, that are coming out have touchscreens right now, which is different from Apple. Apple Macs do not have touchscreens.
But what I thought was so cool about that is, as somebody who writes a lot, and I've got a wireless keyboard for my iPad, so I can write, you know, my news stories on it or write emails on it, because it's, you know, doing this touch thing doesn't work if you're writing a lot. But it had the all the advantages of having that tablet form like an iPad, but it also had the built-in keyboard that was just really nice. And how much did that retail for?
That is, if I recall correctly, right about $1,000.
Okay, because as I said people went nuts over that, just, you know, getting a look at it. And the key thing
with that tablet is there's a position for everything. If you're cooking and you want to consult a recipe on the screen, you can stand that the thing up on your counter. You can be sitting on the couch with the touchscreen, you know, right up against you. You can be using it as a regular laptop. You can flip the keyboard all the way back and just use it as a tablet, sort of like an iPad.
Okay, and it's the Lenovo Yoga.
The Yoga gets the name, obviously, because it has so much flexibility and versatility.
And is there a retail store that would carry that?
That's a good question. I thought the Microsoft store at the Mall of America was going to carry it, and they're not. You might be able to find it at Best Buy. Or you can probably work with somebody at the Mall of America's Microsoft store to order one. But at this point, you're probably not going to be able to get one for Christmas. But it's a really interesting. It's one of my favorite laptops by far.
Right. Well, it's very cool. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We are talking with Julio Ojeda Zapata. He is the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. More of Julio's tips on the key gadgets, the cool gadgets, the gadgets that will be a top hit when you give gifts in just a few days.
Happy holidays from News Radio 830 WCCO.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through.
Esme Murphy back with you. My guest, Julio Ojeda Zapata, the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We are talking about tech gifts. Julio, I think a lot of people obviously still looking at phones. Maybe they're thinking about buying a phone for a relative or a child. In terms of phones, I have the iPhone. I think it's great. I think it's a great, an amazing, life-changing device. I am completely attached to my phone. What in terms of phones, is there something out there that you feel rivals the iPhone, or is the iPhone sort of the gold standard?
I used to be torn between the iPhone and some of the better Android phones out there, partly because I thought some of the aspects of the Google Android ecosystem were better, like the mapping, you know, used to be hands down better than on the iPhone. That has all changed because Google has been releasing a flood of new apps for the iPhone, including a new Google Maps app. And so I am now of the opinion that it's kind of ironic. I think the iPhone is the best Google phone by far.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. The Google Maps app is just awesome. So I'm not looking hungrily at Android phones anymore because I think the Google experience on an iPhone is excellent. And therefore, you get the best of both worlds.
Okay.
So I like the iPhone a lot, and I also like Windows Phone 8 handsets. Those are the handsets that run a Microsoft operating system. You can find those at the Microsoft store at the Mall of America, and I like those phones, even though the app selection isn't as good, because they're very attractive. They're beautiful phones. They're very easy to use, and they're the perfect phones to give somebody who you know is not going to be messing around with the latest apps, who's not going to be sort of app obsessed. They just want a phone to do their stuff, to get to their mail, surf the web, check their Twitter. They want to do a small number of things very easily, very well, without a lot of complications. Perfect. Those are perfect phones for that kind of a person. I wouldn't want one because I'm always you know, checking out the latest apps. But you know, there are people in your life that are not like that. They just don't care. They just want a phone that works really, really well. And the hardware, the Windows Phone hardware is very nice. There's some phones from Nokia. There's some phones from HTC. I really like those phones quite a lot.
In terms of, you know, overall tech gifts, are there any sort of outliers there? That you just like, maybe sort of an odd thing that people might want to consider that's kind of surprised you as you've gone through looking at all these gadgets that you've reviewed over the past year?
I'm going to throw out some things you might not be expecting. One very easy and very well-received thing to do. You know, a gift that just can't miss is a gift card or gift certificate for somebody in your life. And you have to ask yourself, does that person use an iPhone and iTunes quite a lot? If so, you can give them an iTunes or Apple Store certificate. If that person is crazy about movies, give them a Netflix or Hulu Plus account. If those people are obsessed with photography, give them a Flickr Pro account. A Flickr is a website to store photos. My son is a big Xbox fanatic, and you know he can never get enough Xbox points to download games. And so if you give a kid who plays Xbox points, so the points are basically are kind of currency to download games, that, you know, that will go over very, very well. So just ask yourself, what does that person like, and, you know, get a tech gift card or certificate accordingly.
Very good advice.
There are two other, you know, offbeat options that you might not be expecting.
We only have 30 seconds here, so...
Yeah, very quickly, there's a new luxury taxi service in town called Uber that you can summon a luxury taxi on your iPhone, and if you give a gift certificate for that,
ooh,
that's excellent. And Crash Plan is a company that backs up your stuff online. If you give somebody a Crash Plan account,
ooh,
to back up their data, they'll love that. And Crash Plan is a Minneapolis company.
Very cool. All right. Well, Julio Ojeda Zapata, thank you so much. You can read him in the Pioneer Press. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.